And you played for the county through the season until the final, didn't you?
Do we have to put this on tape?
Go on.
Well, let's start with your being selected for the county.
Yeah. I played two friendlies, as they called it there, if you're calling Glamorgan and Gwent.
Monmouth.
Yeah, we went down to, no, I think it was Glamorgan, played at Bristol, and then went on and I don't score there. I can't remember one. I think one of the Bristol lads put me over. And we won 20-something. It wasn't a big score. So that was my first introduction. But I really felt, I remember going into the changing room at the time feeling a big sick because, you know, seeing all these players who I'd seen over the like the season and a bit that I'd been at Gloucester, and to actually be in the same room, not only with the Gloucester players, but with the Bristol ones as well. Was something different. But one thing I didn't mention, but nearly every game before every game I'm physically sick with the nerves and that of it, and that went on for years, but eventually I got over that, but I wasn't far off finishing then. But it was something of a real bonus. And then lo and behold, I didn't make the first game, which was Devon. And it was about two or three nights, maybe in the Thursday night before, they went down on the train on a Friday. So it was either the Thursday or maybe in a day or two earlier. I had a phone call at home to say that I was going to be a non-travelling reserve, because in those days they had replacements. So I actually did go to Devon with them, and I think Gloucestershire won 9-8. Not very good game. I think they got a bit of a slating because I kind of feeling they lost in the final the year before. And to follow on from that, although we won the two friendly games, the first game wasn't very good. Anyway, my first championship game was Somerset, King's Home. And I think we won 14-0. I remember getting injured. Because I don't think I played for Gloucester the following week, so I was sweating on you know, being captain in the side. And it was lucky enough I did. And then we played Cornwall in Bristol, which I did have a particularly memorable game there, corners of the press, because that one does stick out in my mind.
Talk us through it then.
Well, it was just one of those. It was. I remember sitting in the team talk. In we were up in the end of the ground in the bar area. Dave Rollick was captain. He was giving the talk, and you had all these chanting Cornwall supporters. And I lost concentration. I remember looking up over the out, and he gave me a real rollicking. About concentrating, and I thought that was a good start on my second game, and then. Obviously, we did the same sort of warm-up in the gym and that. And everything that I did, well, I just worked. I had a thing about chasing my own kicks. Not like they tend to do today, but I was on the end of it. So everything I put up, I was there. And although it's not a case of tackling, because players didn't jump in the air in those days. Mm. And it was rooted to the ground. And basically, I was there. As they caught it, I hit them. And there was very rarely I ever put a kick that I couldn't get to. And that was brought on. So every time they kicked down to us and I managed to, catch it and field it and what have you, and I was putting it back. But they weren't putting it back again because I was down on them. So, and it went on. And we didn't play particularly well as a team. And I think we won 9-3 or 9-6. And that got us through the group. And then there was all this talk about England selectors and this, that and the other, And again, I've only been in the sort of Gloucester side just over a year and a bit. And of course, then I had the thing, which side of the fence am I on? Because I had the dual qualifications. And there was only one way I was going to go. But and then we played Dorset Wilts in the quarterfinal. Won fairly comfortably. And there was a couple of Gloucester players, I think Keith Richardson and Jim Russell. Keith Richardson and Jim Jarrett were playing for them. And we won, you know, I don't know, 18-6, something like that. And then we got Northumberland in the semi-final and another lackluster game. And I took a real hammering in that game from, you know, the tactics they were employing. But somehow we survived and we won 9-6. And I think Peter Knight scored a try in the last couple of minutes, which, and Brian Keane, whose side I think was their fullback, he was a policeman, and he kicked him through virtually every game. And just like you're talking about, you know, kickers have their off days, he had one. And he missed them from in front of the post. They weren't short distance, they were long distance, but he missed virtually everything that day. I think they scored one try, same as us, at a penalty. But he had kicks to bury us, and he didn't. And lo and behold, we got through.
You got a great review in the Times for that game.
Right.
They compared you with JPR Williams.
All right. Yeah.
It said, the red-headed Etheridge played with such reckless abandon that one wondered if we'd been watching JPR Williams. Oh, he was dented occasionally, but finished in one defiant piece.
Yeah, well, I could say that. I got dented a few times. Because, again, I think the outside half was John Gabbitas, I think, from Bristol. And he went to complain to the ref that the tactics they were employing, and I was getting caught for a lot of it. But no good, you just got to get and get on with it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and in those days, which I think a lot of people and a lot of players would just want to understand, is there was no substitutes. I remember one of the Gloucester committee men, I think it was Colin Teague, said, reserve for the first, reserve for the club. Because although you may have went away as a reserve, unless something drastically, you know, somebody got injured prior to the game, that was it. You didn't get on. And so there was no substitutes. And many a games we played against other oppositions, etc., that we ended up, you know, either playing 14 or we played against 14. That was all part of it.
Mm.
So there was no chance of, you know. Then you want to know about the notorious final then?
Yes. We both watched it, actually. Yeah. Only he was supporting the side, we must say.
No, that's not true. But my father sitting next to me was, because he was from Kent, spent his whole life in Kent, and decided he'd better support them.
Yeah.
I think he was the only person in the stand who was.
Well, I'll be honest, I never ever forgave him. The county. Nothing against Eric, because two of us got dropped. And it was just one of those things. And we were playing at Swansea, and the team was due to be announced. And I think it was Alan Brin, he rang the club to find out where the side was. And it was quite early in the evening, and I think we were on some stairs where this phone was. And I remember him saying, I don't know who it was, he was saying it to another player, he said, how are we going to tell him? And I don't know why, I knew it was me. And it was words to that effect. He said, how are we going to, and just knew. And obviously, totally, you know, gobsmacked. And I wasn't expecting, you know, I wasn't, you know, thought it was a foregone conclusion. But certainly with the semi-final and the Cornwall game, but at the end of the day, there's sort of at times there's no loyalty for you. You're only as good as your last game. And I probably was going through a little bit of a sticky patch with Gloucester at that time. And also, what we mentioned again is the kicking. So we didn't really have a kicker in the county side either. And I don't know whether that was the reasons that Eric's picked. I don't know. I was on the team photograph at King's Own when we went onto the pitch. I remember it was a bit of a disaster because it was myself and Dave Watt were the two who got dropped. And I think it was Nigel Jackson who came in for Dave. And really, my thought there was that if the selectors had seen Alistair McCarr play, who played for Surrey, then the Scottish. The way he took Nigel apart in a Gloucester London Scottish game, and I think that was his first game. But fair dues to him, he got it, he did it. But it was a disaster for Gloucester.
McCarg was everywhere, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure.
Fantastic game.
He didn't chip over Eric to when they scored the first try. I'm not sure. I know there was a chip somewhere. Whether it was McCarg who actually made the break from the line out and chipped over, and whether he scored, I can't remember. And then the other one was over by the clock. And I think it was Kim Novak who just went round Eric under the post. And of course, they had Bob Hiller. And it's now history, as they say. But yeah, it took me a long time to get over that. Deep down, it really hurt. But get up, come back, and fight again. So. That was the, and I did go on to play again a couple of times, but I think there's a few more than a couple. So I played four that year, and I think I played another five, and ended up on a winning side, not actually playing in the final, but was in the squad when they went on to next win it. So that was county.